This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
6 o'clock in the Southland, live imaging Thursday. Happy Thursday. It is Sinano and Cap, the great Beto Duran, sitting in for Sinano.
Hashtag lit.
By the way, you can listen to Beto Tuesday on Mason and Ireland.
Maybe.
He'll be sitting in for Ireland as Beto tries to prove himself.
No, hell no. No, no, don't you dare start. I need to prove myself. I'm done with that one. Don't even start that.
Listen, it's okay.
It's okay. Tuesday will be a nightmare.
No, it's going to be an excellent show. But
and by the way, it's going
to
be...
No, no, I do not need to prove a damn thing to Steve Mason.
By the way, it will be a live imaging Tuesday on Tuesday.
Beautiful.
So absolutely.
I'll be able to toss it up.
Instigating?
No, nothing instigating. I've been around 20-plus years. I've worked my ass off to get where I'm at, which I don't know where it is. But I'm here, and I'm still in the building sneaking in. So don't tell me I got to prove a damn thing, Chris. I don't appreciate that from you.
I didn't say it.
Wow.
May said it.
Wow.
May said it.
Put some respect on his name.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying.
Well, I said that.
No, okay, thank you, amiga. But no, man, I don't have to prove anything.
You don't need. I never said that. You know, Sedano and I are your biggest fans.
Whatever. Maybe Sedano is.
Not no.
Way, not you, know not you. Not the way you've been acting today.
I just wanted to throw down the chisme so everyone knew.
Whatever. Whatever. Hell no, man. I'm going to go play golf again tomorrow. Forget you guys.
Where are you playing tomorrow?
I'm going to decide right now. Anybody want to go?
No, I can't. I have busy Ram stuff.
I do.
Cap thinks he's got the day off, so he'll go.
Yeah, Cap thinks he's off.
You weren't invited.
Oh, you would play golf with me.
But you weren't invited. I don't like you right now, bro. I don't like this brown on brown
violence. Why are you mad with me? It was Mace.
No, right now, you just said you have to prove yourself.
It was a joke. It was a bit.
Oh, it's a bit now. Oh.
Well, this one was a bit.
No wonder Mason doesn't like you on Tuesdays, because this bit stuff sucks.
It's time for What You Need to Know. On a Tuesday or on a Thursday.
On a Sunday.
Time for Producer Lindsay. Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
You know, it's still Please. Lit, even though it's not Tuesday. It's still
something,
lit.
Right?
Lit AF.
I'm about to get lit later on now.
Well, what you need to know is that Disney's streaming services, which includes Disney+, Hulu, and ESPN+, have now overtaken Netflix in the number of viewers as Disney's five-year push into the digital streaming space finally has come to fruition. So after yesterday's earnings call, we found out that Disney now boasts 221 million streaming customers across all its platforms, beating the 220.7 million subscribers that Netflix announced in July. So Disney Plus added like 15 million customers in the past quarter, which ended July 2nd. That's pretty good.
Wow. I saw their stock price was up today like $5.25.
Heck yeah.
So
heck yeah. Good jump for us.
Yeah, like 3% or something like that today.
Yep. And so as Disney's dominance is expected to grow, analysts expect that things could get worse for Netflix moving forward as they're struggling to find new viewers. So that's what you need to know for now.
Wow. I have Disney Plus. I pay for it, but I think I need to cancel it.
Oh, geez, then, don't start on
please
this.
Please don't.
No, but then I got to reestablish it because isn't there there's a bundle.
Good luck
there
to you,
a
Quinn.
Bundle.
Quinn, one of the great 710 summer interns is off. Today's her final day. She's saying goodbye to us.
She's going back to Virginia.
She's saying goodbye right now?
She's going back to Virginia.
Yeah.
Aw. Yeah, I love
good.
Quinn.
She was good. Hustler, man. She's got a bright future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you one thing about Quinn. Is she there right now?
She is here.
Is she near a microphone?
She can't be.
Because she's a very smart young lady. Because I heard Steve Mason, Beto's partner on Tuesday of next week.
Well, he's got to prove himself.
No, I don't have to prove a damn thing.
Hold on, Beto.
I heard Steve Mason last week trying to get Quinn to answer questions for him that were very favorable for him. He was saying things like, who's your favorite host on the station?
Well, it's you.
Who's the best guy around to work with around here, you know? And like everything was trying to get Quinn to say all these wonderful things about Mace, but she was not buying it. She was very diplomatic. Quinn, are you there? Is she there, guys?
She's here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Quinn, I mean, you were very smart. I mean, a lot of young people would have panicked on the mic and gone, you, Steve, you're the best.
Well, you're I had to tell him to, you know, I was on air. People are listening. He's listening. He's right in front of me. What was I supposed to say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what he wanted you to say was that he's the best guy.
You're never going to see him again anyways.
Yeah, you're right. I'll never say. Hey, Mace, if you're listening.
You're going to end up being his boss anyway, so go ahead.
That would be great.
Yeah, Mace, if you're listening, I will say I really do love, you know, Cap.
There we go. It's a good job, Quinn.
Thank you. You know, it's my last thing on the mic. I gotta go off strong.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, we appreciate all your efforts.
It was
really
nice meeting you, Quinn. And sincerely, good luck to you at the University of Virginia. You have a bright future. Whatever it is you decide to do.
Thanks so much, guys. It's been a great summer. So fun.
It's been a great summer around here, too. We've been doing a lot of bits, like Beto. Beto loves the bits.
Put some respect on his name.
Oh, man.
You know, we were talking about those races earlier, about how the mustard guy got bailed out. Quinn was in one of those races at the softball game, wasn't she? I mean, we did like an intern.
Yeah.
I got snubbed.
How so?
They put me in that unicorn thing. I couldn't even walk. It wasn't even inflated when I was running. It was dragging behind me. And
excuses.
And Cody wasn't even inflated. He was a banana, and it wasn't even inflated. Parker had full range of his legs. I just completely got snubbed there.
Well, you know, see, Mace is the one that decided which costume to
get. Mace put me in the pink. Yeah, I don't know. I got a bone to pick.
Well,
I got
Mace
a bone
does
to
like to
Mace.
Play dress-up once in a while, so he knows about the costume.
Jesus.
All right, enough.
With that, I'm out.
Well, Quinn, we'll see you next summer, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back.
No, don't.
Don't come back?
No, go. Find a real job.
Yeah, get paid, girl, get paid.
And, like, just hire me.
Same. Everybody can follow me on Instagram and Twitter after this.
Yeah, what's that?
You can find my stuff on ESPN Los Angeles, but otherwise it's
Quinn
T. Quinn
looking for the social
on Instagram.
Connect.
Yeah, but she
and
doesn't
K underscore Din 06 on Twitter. But you can find it all on ESPN Los Angeles.
Wow.
Go ahead, everybody, follow me.
Wait a second.
We'll see if I end up Mace's boss.
But wait a second, you got to give us your handle one more time on Instagram.
All right, but I got to spell it. My
spelling of Quinn is tough.
Spelling of my name is different. It's going to be K H U Y E N.
K H U Y
E N. T D I N H.
All right.
It's a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. Are you a good follow?
Am I? Oh, yeah, I'm a good follow. I'm a photographer. I forgot. Yeah.
Oh.
Heck yeah, I am.
By the way, I just followed you.
Ah, well, I'll follow you right back. But
thanks.
Yeah.
Don't follow Cat back. It gets a little
should
weird.
I? The people can let me know.
You're just going to see lifestyle photos that people have questions
lifestyle
about.
Lifestyle photos.
I mean, wouldn't you call them that?
Swing, kiss.
Yeah, I'll follow you back.
There next, he's gonna wanna hire you to do a weird photo shoot or something. So.
Oh God!
Yeah, we'll see what I take.
Hey Quinn, when are you leaving for Virginia? Because maybe this weekend you could do a weird photo shoot for me.
Oh, you know, I actually leave right there tomorrow. I leave early morning.
Oh man,
she's lucky she was not working the day you did the bathtub photo shoot.
I don't even want to know.
Wait, yeah. Quinn, you don't want to know about the bathroom photo, or the bathtub photo shoot?
I really wouldn't. No, I don't.
You
wanna.
Sure?
Yeah. Right,
bye,
sure.
Quinn.
Yeah. that's my cue.
All right, there she goes. Back to school. Summer's over for all these kids. Beto, you said your son started school yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was the first day senior year.
Man, oh,
and
man.
He's a great basketball player, right?
He's doing well, right? He's doing really well, yeah.
That's great.
He works hard. A good kid. And he's
can't believe
right
school
now.
Started already for these kids.
Yeah, my brother, the principal, is listening. You know, he's the principal at Mace's at Maywood, LA Unified. He's texting me.
Do you think Mason and Ireland know where Maywood is?
No.
And could find it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, my brother's telling me to come out there. I'm all fired up.
Yeah, you got to calm down. We're just having fun.
Nah,
man,
because I don't need to prove anything.
Put some respect.
The only thing
on
I need to prove is that I paid my taxes. That's what I need to prove, Mr. 1099.
Yeah, you don't feel like you need to prove something to Steve Mason? I mean, think about it.
No.
Beto. He's been on this radio station longer than anybody else.
Yeah, I was here before him.
Okay.
That is technically true.
No, okay. I was, because Mason, when they announced that Mason and Ireland were coming up from San Diego, mm-hmm. I was answering the phones here at 710, back when we were in Culver City. Mm-hmm. My job that day was to call Steve Mason because we were going to bring him on the air. I believe it was Joe McDonald's show.
The McDonald Douglas show.
I believe it was on their show to welcome them, because back then, 710, I think we might have been 1110.
No, I remember, because I was at KBC those days.
So we had to call him. Oh, I had to call him. And he was on his car phone, and I was like, hey, welcome to the station.
His car phone.
Yeah, welcome to the station. So I was here before him.
Okay, so because you at one time.
Why are we even talking about him, man? Let's talk about us.
We're talking about you.
Let's have a good show between you and I, man. Let's finish the week strong.
Actually, I got to
say.
No,
you have tomorrow.
No, he's not here.
No, Cappy's here.
No, he's not. I might not be here the way I keep acting.
Oh, he'll be here.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Sit out of the cap. Your Thursday afternoon right now.
Yeah. Do no bump. Bing, bada, bing, do, da, da, ding, ba, da, ba. Hey, by the way, your brother, the principal?
Yes, he
listens every day. He's driving down the road right now, and you know what he's doing?
No, he's at home.
Bing, bada, bing.
Maybe.
Bing, da, da,
he's around your age, so probably.
Bing, bada, bing.
He likes Peter Gabriel and Genesis, you know? His name is Gabriel, so yeah, he likes all. Yeah, he's right around your wheelhouse, yeah.
I don't know why you won't play with me and sing my song with me.
So the great Perry King on Twitter just tweeted out a photo, like a meme, and it says Durant Sports to CMM Spectrum at the next event. So I guess you're on top of me pouring beer while I'm getting pushed by a golf cart? Why would we do that?
No, that's stupid frat bro style, man.
Yeah,
we
why would
that. No, we respect the golf
so
course.
So you're standing on top of me, pouring beer down my throat, while I'm getting pushed by a golf cart.
No, no, no. You and I at a golf course, nice cigars.
That's what we did.
Nice booze.
The only issue with me, or the only issue I had with you playing golf with you, is you're like, you know, an IG influencer, so there's a lot of downtime where Beto's like taking photos.
Of you.
And yourself. And you take you shoot a lot of content.
Yeah, well, I had a...
You do, too, to his defense. You do, too, when you golf, Chris.
Yeah,
I feel
Chris.
Like you always... I always know when you're golfing.
Well, I post, one picture.
No, no, no.
Maybe a couple Insta stories.
Okay. You got to make sure you tag who gave you the clubs, bro.
What do you mean?
Who gave him the clubs?
Yeah, me. When I was golfing with you, I had a new club.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
We posted our shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, whatever. You're welcome.
You guys should play golf and smoke stogies together.
Chris, how many
stogies did you smoke this past weekend? Because I saw on Sunday night you had one last picture of a stogie sitting on an ashtray, and it said last stogie of the weekend or something like that.
I think this past weekend I probably smoked 8.
Come on.
From Friday night to Saturday to Sunday night? That's not that many.
Yeah, 2.
Sunday
2.
I smoked 3.
One in the morning, one afternoon, one at evening.
Saturday I think I smoked 3, and I think I smoked 2 on Friday.
Yeah.
Can someone explain this to me? And perhaps you could do it coming up. What is the pleasure of cigar smoking? I am very curious because I don't smoke cigars. And I was at this this music festival this past weekend, and there's one guy in the entire place smoking cigars, and everybody around him is like giving him the look like that smells so bad.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And
it's
so offensive. You know? So I would love to hear what the attraction is to the Stogies. Stick around. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's indeed. Quarter after 6 p.m. in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday. Sedano and Cap, yes indeed. What are you going to do, Cappy, when all those little Hulkamaniacs run wild on you?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Happy 69th birthday, Hulk Hogan.
I love Hulk Hogan. Saying your prayers, taking your vitamins, all those little Hulkamaniacs running wild. Oh, yeah. It was a little too much Randy Savage right there, I think.
Yeah, he was good at Rocky.
Yeah.
Thunder lips.
Yeah.
That's Cappy's code word over the week.
Christopher.
What are you going to do, Cappy?
You know, I would say about a week or so ago, I think I played some Doth the Road, the American Dream, and I think I played some Ric Flair, Styling and Profiling. Laura, you got any, like, classic vintage Hulkamania kind of promo video stuff? Let's hear a little Hulk on his birthday.
But there are those right now that are questioning whether you can withstand the big man.
I don't care about those people, man. I don't care about those people that aren't star-craving Hulkamaniacs. I could care less what they think. I'm fighting for life, brother. I'm fighting for all those people that have remolded their lives, man. Modeled after Hulkamania. Get their priorities in order, man. Walk around with a lot of pride. As far as those people that are on Andre the Giant's side, I wish they'd come on down, too. I'd like to slap them around just for a warm-up. But I've already gone through my transformation, man. I'm ready for Pontiac, Michigan. I'm not the Hulk anymore. I'm the Hulkster, man. Look into my eyes, man.
Hulk,
I'm on that mountaintop. Back off, little man. I'm on that mountaintop, and I'm waiting for you, Andre. And I'm guarding that mountain. And the Hulkster that's guarding has got a 32-inch neck, a 64-inch chest, the largest arms in the world. And I'm geared to seek and destroy. Seek and destroy the cancer of Andre the Giant. Seek and destroy the Weasel's empire. And what you gonna do, Andre, in Pontiac, Michigan, when Hulkamania destroys you?
He is indeed absolutely livid.
You tell him, Mean Gene.
You remember that was, Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong, was that WrestleMania 3?
Yeah.
That was Pontiac, Michigan? Yeah.
Right. Yep, that's where the Detroit Lions used to play before they moved downtown. That's right.
I used to be so into it.
Oh, I loved it.
I was so into it. I would go, I would beg my dad to take me to like Warehouse or wherever we rented movies at the time and rent the VHS. Because again, Beto, we didn't have pay-per-view yet in the early days. Mm. We didn't have cable yet. Mucho was making us get those bunny ears out. Right? So I would like, we would
Mucho
rent.
With a Cadillac when he wasn't paying for cable. Come on now.
Had that new El Dorado, but he had those bunny ears, huh?
Yeah, he had the rolls.
But we were.
Leather pants. He was right.
But we were renting. I was renting those WrestleMania VHS tapes to catch up. Nice. I had all the figurines in the ring.
Well, things are worth money now, right?
I wish I still had them. I don't know where they are.
Uh-huh. Well, you had the like the wrestling
toys.
Ring with
yeah,
the
toys.
Dolls.
Yeah, not the dolls. They were like figures. They were like starting lineups. Remember those?
Yeah, but they're kind of like little dolls too.
Not I was a kid.
The figurines, bro.
They were
yeah,
figurines,
no, it's okay,
Cappy.
Dude. I had little dolls too. I had
they're not dolls.
I had G.I. Joe. I had Stretch Armstrong. You know, I had little dolls too.
They're
it's
not
okay.
dolls. They were figurines.
Yeah, but like when you go to the toy store and then like you see Hulk and he's wearing his thing and he's in the little plastic and you're like, this is cool. I want to get this Hulk doll, Ma.
Yeah.
No, they're not dolls. They're figurines.
Yeah, you know, it was a big wrestling
Did you guys, guy. Wait, did you guys have the rings too? Because
I had
a ring.
I had one ring. Yeah.
The wrestling?
I had a ring.
Oh, that's the one where you would put them inside?
Yeah, and you'd like do fake stuff.
Okay. My favorite one was the Jesse the Body figure. That was my favorite because he came
Jesse
with a boa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
The guy from Predator?
I used to love when Jesse the Body would be introduced. They go, now introducing from Venice Beach, California. And then Jesse the Body would walk up to the ring announcer and he'd tell him where somebody's like, now coming to the ring from Santa Monica, California. Like he would always change what city he
oh,
was
nice.
From.
What about Parts Unknown? Do we ever find out where that's at?
Parts Unknown is only for a guy who's got a mask.
Tito
you have
Santana?
A mask, you gotta, then you're Parts Unknown guy. Yeah. So
Tito Santana's not even Mexican. That hurt.
Really? Really, that hurt, huh?
Dude, you're a little kid. You find things out, right? You're like, oh, the Tito Santana. You're going to feel like you're Theo, right? No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No good. No. How about my main man, Mena Fernandez?
Mumble that again?
My main man, Mena Fernandez?
No idea.
I don't even know that one.
No, it's Manny Fernandez. He was this is older school wrestling.
The Raiders receiver, Mervin Fernandez?
No, Mena Fernandez.
No.
I was a Bret the Hitman hard cut.
Yeah,
you have to say it that way because that's the way Duff the Road used to say it.
I would run around trying to put my friends in the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Yeah, I think the Wrestling Good Karma show just showed up right now. What up, Jay Hood?
Oscar Mercilli, our friend, who has Mercilli Cigars over in San Gabriel, checked in about the cigar talk.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't like your opinion, Cappy. And most people don't.
I understand. But listen, let me just say something. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm standing there this past weekend. I'm at this blues festival. There's, you know, a couple thousand people. Everybody's really close to each other. Nobody's smoking cigarettes. Yeah, there's a lot of weed being smoked. I could see that. But there's one guy smoking a cigar. One guy. And you can imagine the ladies that are around. They're like, what is that smell? Who is smoking a cigar? You know, and then there's this one guy. And when he left, when he finally like turned around and left, not that everybody said anything to him, because it's like he's outside, he's free to smoke a cigar. It just was offensive to a lot of people. When he turned around and left, everybody's like, yes, this guy's out of here. So, I mean, just not everybody loves cigars.
Yeah,
smoke.
If you're in a crowd, you shouldn't be smoking a cigar, man. Like, cigar smoke's a little different. Like, that's where you got to sit down, enjoy. You got to be around other cigar smokers because it leaves that stench on you. It's different. Like, even when I play golf, if I don't know who the person is, I ask, is it okay if I smoke a cigar if we're going to be in the same cart? You know, that's, yeah. But most of the time, people are like, hell yeah, give me one. But nah.
Yeah. No, it's a very communal thing.
And, yeah,
you
it
know,
is.
It's enjoyable. It's wonderful.
Now, Chris, when you smoke these 8 cigars over the course of the weekend,
they're different ones, man. All,
that's what I was going to ask.
Not all
you.
At once, man. It's not like a pack of cigarettes.
But do you? But okay, somebody smokes cigarettes. They buy a pack of cigarettes. There's 20 cigarettes in the box. When you smoke cigars, do you smoke the same cigar?
Well, I have an eclectic humidor. So I order different cigars at different times so that you can pick and choose when those moments come. But I would say 3 of them were the same brand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole thing, you, Cappy.
So it's like, okay, like Cap. Yeah. All right. When you drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might want a tequila. You might want vodka. You might want wine. And so the way the cigars are, they have different flavors, different sizes, different styles. It depends on what mood you're in.
Okay, Chris, are they all like big cigars, or like are they short cigars? Are they
you have a Toro
big, long,
or Churchill? They have different names.
My favorite is a Toro, but sometimes I'll go with a shorter one, like a Corona.
Yeah,
if I don't have as much time to smoke that one, but Toros are my favorite.
Yeah.
Do you ever smoke a cigar like halfway, put it out, and come back to it later?
Nah,
I have. You just put it in a tiny Ziploc bag, keep it humidified.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're smoking a cigar. You're not in a rush.
Yeah.
You're sitting there, you're enjoying it.
Although back in the day, I used to smoke a lot when I drove, when I was commuting every day.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I
smoked a cigar in your car?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Convertible?
No.
Windows down?
Yeah, you put the back windows down.
Yeah, he was also had a...
But then the breezes get in there, and they're like, oh, it smells like cigars.
Chris was born in the wrong decade, man.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
Breezies don't like the smell of stogies, huh?
I try to hang out with breezies that do like the smell of cigars.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of my friends, like a lot of people I know, enjoy the smell of cigars. I like cigars.
And when you find the breezy that smokes a cigar with you, ooh, that's a keeper, my friend.
It's, for real?
Oh,
it's hard. It's hard because I always said I wouldn't date a smoker. And then my boyfriend's really into cigars. Like Chris and him bonded over that stuff. And I was like, it's not my thing. But the cigar has a very different type of smell. It's not like a cigarette.
It's a victory cigar.
Good
cigars smell. Would have that.
Yeah, good cigars smell good.
Yeah, they do.
Like, for instance, my cigar club, my lounge, that we've done some station stuff at, 888 down in Fullerton, there's a lot of women that are members there and that are hanging out there smoking cigars.
I just like them when I'm golfing. And then in the morning, I'll have a nice Oliva with my coffee.
A morning cigar.
Because
I
drink, I only drink black coffee, no sugar, no cream, so it goes good with my cigar.
So, wait, you smoke a cigar in the morning?
When I'm golfing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I try to play like at 6 or 7 a.m. Try to get up.
I don't understand why you're so perplexed by
this,
Cappy.
Yeah, why are we even
so
in this conversation?
Way back when, I used to like cigars also. My dad smoked them. My uncle smoked them. And there was a time when I lived in South Florida where, you know, it was like a big thing in Miami.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Hand-rolled cigars.
Really?
And
really?
And
you're in Florida, in South Miami.
You know? Cuban cigars, I mean.
Did you play dominoes, too, while you're at it?
Hell yeah, I did. Domino, mother effer. That's what I would do. I would smack it down on the table. I'd go, Domino, mother effer. Just like, you know, just like boys in a hood.
Sure, they did smack it down on the table.
Yeah. So anyway, and then even after dinner, like would have a cigar and then like take the end of the cigar and put it in like some port wine. Like I thought I was cool. I thought I was a happening dude. You know, I don't know. Somewhere along the line, cigar smoke just kind of started getting to me and I stopped smoking.
I think we know what happened.
Tell me.
Scott, do not smoke that. You will not smoke that and be with me. And then Scott, I'm sorry, Rachel. I think Rachel soured you on cigars, my friend.
It's possible.
All right, so what's the point of the story?
There is no point of the story.
Well, he doesn't like cigars.
Yourself.
That was the point.
That was the point. You needed to prove yourself.
You spent 5 minutes on this?
You
what
needed
else
to
are
prove
we
going to
talk about?
I was waiting for a payoff that the cigar smoke was there in a crowd, and he stopped a fight because somebody was going to do something. No fight.
I was in Vegas one time. I'm sitting at a table and a guy is smoking a cigar next to me. And I'm like, come on, really?
Man, you're in Vegas. You can't say a damn thing.
Yeah, Vegas,
but
that's
just
the point.
But you can't say anything because he's legally allowed to do that. So, you know, if I don't like the smoke, I got to get up and move.
Yes. It's in Vegas.
I understand. I do. Chris, should I try one?
No.
Yeah, I would.
No.
You can come over to my house and smoke a
cigar. No, because then he's going to have this conversation with you over and over and over. Hey, look what I got. I got a humidor now.
Cappy wants to like delve into the world of cigars.
No,
and, you know,
Cappy just wants
live.
To hang out with the cool kids. That's all it is.
That's
who
okay
are they?
Too.
Who are the cool kids?
The ones you're talking to, bro. What? That's why you're asking those questions, huh?
Really?
You know he's into putting a cigar in his mouth. He'll be into it.
Hey now, Laura, you got me.
I told you, Christian's like has a cigar blog.
Or Boo.
He's like super into that.
I didn't know Boo had a cigar blog.
They have a cigar website, whatever the hell it is. I don't know. But yeah, he's super into that.
Maybe that's why he smells so delicious is because he put on a lot of cologne.
No, he doesn't need to because he doesn't smoke that often anymore. When he does it, it's to review the cigar, not, you know.
Can I tell everybody what you told me yesterday about what the boo is going to do for me?
Oh, sure, Cappy. I haven't really checked in with him, so we probably shouldn't say it on air.
But you don't think so?
No.
Come on, for reals?
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to smell delicious, too.
Yeah, he's very big on...
Don't we have to break?
You know? We do have to break.
No, we do.
Big deal or no deal is next.
Thank you.
Beto's going to have a cigar. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Thursday on Sedano and Cap, the great Beto Durant sitting in for... 6:30 p.m. Time for Big Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And that means it's time for Producer Lindsay. Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited.
Lindsay sounds like she'll smoke a cigar with us.
Oh, absolutely. This is cool.
I used to smoke cigars, and I used to think I was really cool doing it.
You are really cool.
Well, I mean, like, I would smoke, like, bad cigars, but, you know.
Well, we'll get you a good
a little
cigar.
Black and mild, little clothes.
I have good ones, and then, like, working on the golf course all those years, I learned what all the good ones were.
Well, yeah, which ones to sell, right?
Yeah, Cappy, when we do our golf tournament on September 9th.
Man, I wish I was there.
I think that would be, you got a puff with us.
Maybe that would be the day outside. Outdoors, yeah.
Oh, it was a beautiful view at Black Gold. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We're going to be popping. So when we do the show afterwards on the balcony overlooking 18, we should all be puffing on stogies. I don't know if Sedano will be.
Dude, Sedano, not only will he not smoke a cigar.
Oh, he asked. He's Cuban.
No. I think Sedano will be like, guys, no cigar smoking.
Nah. It's a golf tournament. You can't bring that salt. No.
I don't know, man. I think Sedano will be like, no cigar smoking during the show. It's going to make me sick. It's going to make me cough.
Pues vete. Go. We got plenty of people to fill in. No, you can't do. If you're at a golf course, you expect cigar smoke. I'll talk to Sedano.
Can you handle it?
Yeah, I won't be there, but I'll talk to him.
Okay, handle it for us.
Got it. No
maybe
problem.
Maybe when you guys are on the road this year doing college football, maybe you can convince George to become a cigar smoker. Now,
no,
you're not going to.
He's not going to.
Why? You just said he's Cuban.
Yeah, he would mess up his super soft, smooth skin if he started smoking.
True facts. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. What we got? What we got?
So, big deal or no deal? Thanks again, Christopher. Super excited. All right, my first one here is about WWE, which there's a lot going on with WWE right now. And apparently, they're going to reportedly head in an entirely new direction after the company's iconic CEO, Vince McMahon, retired 2 months ago. Now, Vince, quote unquote, retired amid some scandal and some very bad allegations that we don't need to get into. But his son-in-law, Paul Triple H Levesque, has replaced Vince McMahon as WWE's head of creative direction.
See that? The WWE has Triple H, and Sedano and Cap has Double H.
That's right.
Both in charge.
Exactly.
Large and in charge. Here we go.
Yeah. Triple H does a great job running talent relations. He ran NXT for a long time, but I digress. So back when Vince McMahon was at the helm, WWE's focus was sports entertainment. Mm-hmm. However, according to one iconic promoter, WWE is looking to veer away from being a sports entertainment brand, and they plan to refocus on actual wrestling. Now, if that were to happen, would it be a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I would say it is going to be a big deal because I think that wrestling is half the action in the ring and half the talking and the drama and the storylines outside of the ring. And I think that if they decide they want to go back to old school, mostly wrestling, I don't think that's what the WWE audience really wants. So if there's a major change in direction, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Big deal because I'm not a wrestling guy. Never really have been. I know the characters. You know, Rey Mysterio, 619, Eddie Guerrero, the late, great Eddie Guerrero, right? Latino Heat, the original. But I know the wrestlers for what they say and their antics, you know, like Stone Cold and The Rock and, like, what they would do when they're on the microphone. I'm not necessarily knowing anything about their wrestling. So, yeah, it's a big deal if they're going to focus on the wrestling because you're not watching for the wrestling. You're watching for the soap opera, the drama.
I mean, you don't know about, like, The Rock Bottom. Figure four, all that
love
stuff.
The figure four.
Nah.
Well, I think the idea here is that like WWE is not just right now. It's like way more than a wrestling company. It's a billion-dollar brand. They've got the video games. They've got like the TV shows with the documentaries and like spinoffs of that. They have all these podcasts. And so it's become more like just an entertainment show. And like, obviously it's all centered around the wrestlers, but it's become so much bigger than just wrestling. So this promoter who I know that you guys wouldn't know who he is, but he's like an old school promoter.
Who's that?
It's not Jeff Jarrett. It's the other Jarrett. Okay. But anyway, he said that like he was told that they're going to focus more on wrestling, kind of like how AEW does, and like the more of like the independent circuit, where instead of taking somebody who's like, oh, this girl's a model, she's really pretty, let's teach her how to wrestle, they would focus more on, oh, let's go like scout some actual wrestlers from like D1 colleges and groom those people into being, you know,
damn, Lindsay knows wrestlers
for TV. I'm a big wrestling fan.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They should go get Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Oh, he would be great.
That guy would be an awesome pro wrestler. Now, hey, Beto, have you ever been in a full Nelson?
No.
Have you ever been
no.
on the receiving end of a Boston Crab?
No.
Have you ever been belly to back souffle?
No.
Have you ever been in the sleep a hold like TJ Strongbow?
No.
Really? Oh, I love TJ Strongbow. So you've never really?
No.
You've never had the great Kabuki spit like green powder in your face?
No.
You never had George Animal Steel bite into the turnbuckle and rub it in your eyes?
No.
Oh, you've missed out, man.
Oh, yeah.
You have missed out, pal.
Sounds painful, all that stuff.
You never been chopped by Flair? Woo!
No.
Cappy, you have.
Oh, I have indeed.
But yeah. I've seen your pictures with him.
It looks fun, but no. I mean, I went to a wrestling event once with Dave Joseph at Staples Center. I ended up taking a chair home. I think it was like SummerSlam or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I got one just recently for this Money in the Bank.
It's fun to watch. I'm not against it. It's just not...
I used to be very, very into it, like the storylines and the characters and everything. I was into it, like when I was younger, growing up as a kid.
When I was like in sixth grade,
I took like a break, you know, and then back in like high school, I started getting into it again, like right after high school. And a lot of my friends, like my adult friends, like love wrestling, so it's fun to watch. But like to the point of like them going back to actual wrestling, I think the brand is worth so much money now, and it's just such a huge machine. I feel like they're just going to end up selling it, you know?
It's a monster.
They make billion, literally worth billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, Vince anyway, next one. Yeah. We don't need to get into that while he's out, but, you know, so long, Vince. Okay, so next one here. So Billy Horschel has been crystal clear on his stance about LIV Golf from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He recently said, quote, "There's a lot of guys that are hypocrites that aren't telling the truth. They're lying about things that I just can't sit here and stand anymore and be diplomatic about it." He said this back in June before the Genesis Scottish Open. Well, add Wednesday's quote to his long list of digs towards not only LIV Golf, but also the players that have joined the league. He said, quote, "I think they've all been brainwashed. The way that they feel so adamant that they're just going to be back on the PGA Tour." That's what he told the Golf Channel. He also said he thinks that they have resentment towards the PGA Tour because they just want to come back and have no consequences. Is Billy Horschel's brainwashing comment a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to say no deal, but it is. I find the PGA Tour versus the LIV Tour to be more interesting than the actual golf that either tour plays. I just like the drama between the two tours. I love that this past week, Beto, I don't know if you followed this story at all, but you know, Phil Mickelson and a group of the guys from the LIV Tour were suing antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour. And the judge who was listening to this case said, you guys knew what you were doing. There's no irreparable damage that you can't come back and play on the PGA Tour. You guys are making a ton more money. You made a decision to go take the money. There's no damage to your career. If anything, you've made a whole lot more money. So, no.
You can't have it both ways.
Right.
That's what the judge was saying. Also, some stuff that came out of that testimony is that some of these guys already got guaranteed money. So they say, oh, if you come in 48th place, you win this. 49th place, you win this. But guys are getting money up front. So there's really no incentive for them to play better because they already know how much money they're going to get for that week. So if you're a gambler who's betting on a certain guy to do something and the guy might not be all the way in, there's a lot of little different things that are coming out that are in the minutia that are just completely make you say, really, are we all on the up and up with a lot of different stuff here, man? It's interesting. And you know me, I love petty. I love the drama. But you can't go and have it both ways. You can't go and say, I'm going to go LIV Tour and try to play in the FedEx also.
Yeah, I love this judge shutting them down. Not that I fault anybody or blame anybody. I mean, listen, we talked about this earlier in the week. If you're Pat Perez and you're not making any money as a PGA Tour player, and then all of a sudden you finish dead last in the LIV Tour and you make $1 million for finishing last, you go.
Well, Ricky Fowler, right? Out here saying he's trying to play in the FedEx and everything out. Like, come on, man. You guys, you know what you're doing. You know what's going on. And you just got to figure things out for you. You make your bed and go with it. Like, you're not going to come back from this.
I'm with the golfers because there is no, like, explicit hard, fast rule that says if you go play in a Saudi Arabia-backed league, you are not welcome to play on the PGA Tour. Like, you know, when an NFL player signs contracts, they're not allowed to, like, go play for another professional league, you know, that's in the contract. But since the PGA Tour never had any competing leagues or tours, or it's not even a league, you know what I mean? It's just like an independent thing. So there's nothing, they don't sign contracts that say you can't play golf competitively elsewhere. So I'm with the golfers. They should be able to do both. If they want to, like, screw it. Just let them. If anything, they're getting so much more press. Like, the PGA Tour hasn't been this popular and talked about ever, I don't think.
The thing is, we don't even talk about the golf.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm more interested in the battle between the guys who left and this the LIV Tour versus the PGA Tour. I have no interest in the actual golf itself unless it was like the Masters or the U.S. Open. But the drama between the two tours, that I find interesting. All right,
sure. So don't you think that they should do like a LIV Tour versus PGA? Wouldn't that be like the ultimate, like?
That's the plan. They got some deep pockets. They got deep pockets. They're not going anywhere with that money. There's going to be more money brought their way.
All right, last one real quick here. So the Washington Commanders, as they are now called, begin their preseason this Saturday with a home matchup against the Panthers. That game's going to be their first chance for Commanders fans to see their offense led by Carson Wentz. After last year, he was just terrible. He sucked. Well, it doesn't seem like Commanders fans are very excited about the idea of showing up to FedEx Field to support their team this weekend because with only a few days before the game, tickets on the secondary market are going for $1 for the team's preseason opener. That's right. You can buy a preseason NFL ticket for $1. So that's like hilariously cheap, even for two teams that are pretty terrible. So do you guys think that this is a big deal or no deal? Beto, start with you.
Because it's preseason, not a big deal because you're going to figure things out. And that team has been having trouble drawing during the regular season because of the way that they've been handled over the last couple of years, an entire Daniel Snyder regime. So I'm not surprised that the people are saying, you know, I'm not going to pay for preseason football. And this is something that Mason Ireland were talking about too, how you get hoodwinked and saying, oh, I'm going to watch football, then it's preseason. Oh, and it's also the third string guys who are not going to be playing anywhere this season. You know, guys are going to get cut. So I don't understand why you're going to go watch a bad product if you're a Washington Commanders fan. There's no need for you to go do that. Because you save your hard-earned money, go watch a regular season game.
Well, here's the thing. It's no deal for me also. So these tickets are available on the secondary market. Here's what happens. When you buy a season ticket package for an NFL team, you have to buy the preseason games. They essentially force you to buy the preseason games. So what happens is the people who have the season tickets who are planning on going during the regular season, they're like, I'm not going to this crap. Like, well, I can't give them away. Well, put them on the secondary market. See if anybody will just take them off your hands for a dollar.
Hey, listen, Cap, we also see that a lot of times, if you want to go to an Angel game right now, it's a dollar.
No way. Really?
The last couple of weeks, I haven't gone to a game this year. And I'm going to go because I've gone every year since I was a little kid, right? I really don't have any desire to go watch the Angel play, but because I want to keep the streak going, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want to watch Ohtani eventually. Okay. But I haven't seen $1, $2 tickets to go down to watch an Angel game.
You tell me.
But there's like 80 something home games.
Exactly. But the thing is.
And there's like, what, eight now? Seven home NFL games?
The NFL games, I get it. But you're watching a preseason game. You're still going to pay, what, 30, 45, 60 bucks to park somewhere? You're still going to have to spend the money on concessions, whatever it is you're going to do. I don't blame fans for not wanting to go see preseason football, especially for that organization.
But the thing is that the owners essentially force the season ticket holders to buy these tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, I'm watching this game right now. I just turned it on. New York, the Giants are playing the Patriots. And I can't see that it's like 100% jam-packed. But shockingly, there's like a lot of people there.
Yeah, but that's...
Because people get excited that football's back.
Exactly,
that's why I'm surprised.
But it's also the way that the organizations are run. You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. Like
Giants
like,
fans are hardcore. Jets fans are hardcore.
Browns fans are like, that's. I guarantee their first preseason game sold out. Like
this game's in New England, by the way, and their fans are crazy.
Exactly. Bills fans are going to be there. Washington and the issues that they have in that organization, come on, man.
$1 for an NFL game. But listen, I know everybody knocks the preseason. I do too. I don't go to preseason games. I barely watch preseason. It just so happens I'm more interested in this than I would be in this baseball game at the Field of Dreams. But, I mean, the idea of paying for this, and it's not because these guys aren't going to be here. I root for the underdog. I love the idea of a guy making plays in the preseason and you know, surprisingly making the team. So I root for these guys who are underdogs, but still don't want to go to the games. All right, there you go. That's big deal or no deal. Beto Duran is in for Sedano, and so that means dealer's choice for Beto next on Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. Sedano and Cap, final segment. This was on the soundtrack of American Graffiti.
Ah, Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, Richard Dreyfuss, Harrison Ford. On this day in 1973, American Graffiti was released in theaters. Remember all of them looking for the DJ that night? Of course, yeah. The DJ was the great Wolfman Jack, the Wolfman.
Yeah. What a voice.
What a voice. What a movie.
Wolfman
on the Big X over Los Angeles.
I think at some point he was on 1090 AM coming out of...
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Coming out of the signal out of Mexico, the blowtorch.
That's right.
The Cappy's on now.
Mm-hmm.
Although back then, they were going like 200,000 watts a night. You could hear them all over the country at night. The Wolfman.
Did you ever meet him?
I was very young. There's a picture of me with him and my father.
Really? That's so awesome.
I was
dude.
Really young, though. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Because 11:10 a.m. here, went back when it was KRLA.
Yeah.
When my dad was there in the early 80s, Wolfman did the night show before LeBeau and Huggy Boy.
So
Wolfman
cool.
was on.
Yeah. That's Ooh. Cool, man.
So your,
that
dad,
is so
your
cool.
dad and Wolfman, colleagues, peers?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Everybody looked up to the Wolfman, you got to understand, though. Nobody was a peer with the Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
He was the mentor for everybody.
That's cool, man. That's really cool that you met him.
So awesome.
I mean, I was a little child.
It doesn't matter.
Let's get it right, though. He met Chris.
Hey, by the way, I'm being told by some people in the community that you can get tickets to the Rams-Chargers preseason game this weekend at SoFi, $15.
There you go.
So $1 for a Washington Commanders game against Carolina, $15 for the Chargers and Rams.
But this is a different story. Like, I'll pay $15 to go watch the defending Super Bowl champion.
Same.
$1 to watch Washington? Nah. Man.
And you're going to be at SoFi?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be lit AF. Yeah.
You know it. Yeah. Just like today is lit.
It
live
is
Imaging
lit.
Thursday.
Live Imaging Thursday. And we'll do Live Imaging Tuesday, of course, in just a few days, when Beto Duran, the great Beto Duran, will be sitting in for John Ireland along with Steve Mason.
We'll see after today.
That is going to be problematic. I can tell you that right now.
Is Sedano? No, Sedano's not back next week. No. So who are we doing the show with on Tuesday?
Sedano.
See why?
Clinton.
It might be me. I might switch.
Clinton's doing the show Tuesday?
Tuesday is Clinton and Ramona.
Do we have Unchained Melody in there?
On Monday.
I need to do that bit. I haven't done that bit in like
Dude.
A week.
I have an idea. Beto, tell me what you think about this.
Nope.
So, the answer is no, or nope, you don't want to tell me what you think about it.
The answer is no. Come on.
The answer is automatically no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then I won't pose it to you, but I'll pose it to Laura
Lindsay. Nah, go for it. Go for it. I'm just messing with you.
You ready?
Julian,
here it goes.
Julian, I'm doing the show Tuesday. Will you come and be with us? Do you like my baseball mitt, Julian? That's a consigliere. Quinton's boy, his best friend, he says.
Oh.
Julian.
I think the funniest thing about that bit is that most of the listeners have no clue what he's talking about.
Or the coast.
No, it's the it's from Ghost.
I didn't know the bit.
Well, this was we did this bit way back when on the morning show.
Oh, yeah, I didn't listen to that.
No, you did.
Yeah. Kevin and Bean were on stuff.
You know the back then, Kevin and Bean were not. Back at 10 years ago, yeah.
Bealine was letting
me
go.
Oh, Bealine, yeah.
Dude, he's Kevin Nemos.
I hung out with him in Texas last week.
His brother, too, Showboy, he's awesome.
So here's a thought.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Cap. I'll play along. What's up? What's up? I'm down,
for
Cap.
You on Tuesday.
I'm down, Cap. Whatever you want. I'll do it, bro.
Just a thought here. You ready?
Yeah.
So Ramona and Clinton are going to host Sedano and Cap, while Mason and Beto are going to host Mason and Ireland.
Wait a minute. I got to do Live Imaging Tuesday with no Sedano, no Cap?
Take the day
That's
off.
That's correct.
Yeah. I think today counts for next week.
No, because I got to come
in
Tuesday.
No. He can do
it. Hey, you can suffer on your own.
Sedano will be back Thursday.
That doesn't help me on Tuesday.
Let my boy Scott finish. Come on, Scott. What do you want me to do?
Let me throw a concept here. Ready?
Dímelo.
What if Mason and Momo, who work together quite frequently, do the Mason and Ireland show?
No, there's a reason why they did that way. Because normally I would have Clinton and Ramona hosting together, or I'm sorry, Clinton and Beto hosting together Monday and Tuesday, like I had planned. But the reason why I had to switch it is because Mason decided next week he wants to spin the wheel of fill-in hosts. So every day he's going to have a different fill-in host.
Well, he's got to have some people try to prove themselves.
Right.
So yeah. Other than Beto, who needs to prove himself, who else has to prove themselves to Mason?
Well, he has like Ramona one day, he has Beto one day, and then he has a Kamenetsky one day. Like he is a different person every day.
Yeah, so he wants one good show.
Put some respect on his name.
Which one? The Momo show?
Yes, because
which one?
No, the Momo show, because my show is going to be a disaster. I mean, you should listen, because, Kat, you might want to come in and listen on that day.
I'm coming on Tuesday, and yeah. I'm off, and I'm coming on Tuesday.
Yeah, so yeah. Are you going to stay for the show? Your show?
Listen, I tried to tell Lindsay Baseball that I actually wanted to give back days off. You know, Monday, Tuesday.
You can
week.
Give back days off. You just can't take off last minute. I need two days from now off.
He wants tomorrow off.
Yeah.
What do I?
Not happening.
Me too.
Five other people are huddy.
What is it that Rachel wants to do tomorrow?
No.
He wants to go to the
Rachel.
Track with Mason.
It's not Rachel. It's Mason.
They agreed on the air to hang out on Friday. And I said, great. Let me be the main guy on
Friday.
I got all kinds of friends I can bring as co-hosts, man.
I once went to a baseball game with Mace. It was just him and I. It wasn't a group thing. We sat dugout club, and he was so annoyed that I tried to talk to him. God forbid. Yeah. You invite me to a baseball game.
He's boring.
And he wants to like sit there and, oh, look at the split-finger fastball coming in down the – I was like, oh, my God. So I couldn't imagine going to him to watch that. That would sounds horrible. Because here's the thing. He's going to go, hey, what's up, man?
No, he'll talk for five minutes.
And that'll be it. And then he'll disappear.
No, he won't do that. Mason off the air is, hey, man, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? What do you think of Beto?
He's soft spoken. Hey, all right, cool.
Yeah, but he's got Juan with him.
Juan's fun. He's cool.
Yeah, so I figure, you know what? Listen, hanging out with Mace is something I can do whenever, but I've never met Juan, never had a chance to hang out with Juan, so I thought I would hang out with Juan.
Stop, please. Man, I want to go home.
Uh-oh, what?
Swing, kiss me.
Now stop, Laura. Come on now. I mean, there's a lot of different directions, and that's one.
So
that
who
I don't
do you guys want
down.
To bring tomorrow?
A friend.
Well, okay, you call George Sedano?
No, I got other Cuban friends. I got Puerto Rican friends. Let's call some comedian friends. Come hang out.
Okay, why don't we get Fluffy on the air tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, let's do it.
This
he's gonna be in Ontario, right?
This wrestling conversation you just had right now. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna send it to him. I'm telling him, hey, can you hang out with Cap?
Yeah, because he's probably been in a full Nelson. He's probably been.
He's a
four.
Huge wrestling fan. Like, the WWE flies him around to go to the events, man.
Really?
He's one of their ambassadors, yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, his office has an entire wrestling room dedicated to it. Yeah, he's awesome. He's great.
Okay, so is there any chance you're going to get Fluffy on the show tomorrow?
To call, maybe.
Why not?
Okay.
Beto's like, done.
I mean, Beto can make it happen.
All right.
Duh.
Okay.
I mean, do you think you can make it happen, or am I just hyping you?
Well, let me text him.
Oh, I see. Now we're talking. Now we're freaking
out. See,
he's talking.
Actually texting people, not like you when you say you're texting
you're
people.
You're quote-unquote texting.
Yeah, like texting. Canelo and Newsom and all
see.
These other
all right, hold on. Let's see. 867-5309.
867-5309.
Someone's going to really text somebody.
867-5309. Nice job, Beto.
Are you going to be in a full Nelson tonight, Cappy?
I am probably going to be more in a figure four. Chris, as we get out of here, I have one question for you. Are you really driving sexy, classy back to downtown Fullerton?
No, I live in Anaheim. But no, I don't think tonight. I'm just tired. I'm tired. So I may just chill here, leave sexy, classy here, and then get in the morning.
The real only reason I ask is because I want everybody to know that when Chris gets on the freeway, check out that Benz with the sexy, classy. And when you're like, oh, my God, that's Morales.
I'm going to take a picture of
this
thing.
You're like, what's up? All right, we got to rock out.
I just texted him.
All right, good. Live Imaging Thursday. Chris Morales, muchas gracias. Beto, we'll see you tomorrow. Laura, Lindsay, phenomenal. We're out of here. Peace out, everybody.